Hello and welcome to the Tools of Awakening classes. My name is Pernilla Burke, and I'm the founder and creator of the website Awakening 101 and the podcast Awakening Process 101. Here with me is my friend Abdi Asadi, an acupuncturist, healer, and spiritual counselor. We are providing you tools to increase awareness and create moments of pause, helping you with your day and navigating more consciously and peacefully. Today, we are continuing our discussion of the posture and more specifically, the discussion of body awareness. We're going to begin talking about how to bring our energy away from our head or our mind, I should say. It's not the head, right? So bringing the awareness down from our the top of our head into our body and into the feet specifically and into the ground, because that act in itself brings more presence to our body. And as Abdi and I have discussed, if we are more present with our body becomes a tool to presence. If we are here with ourselves, we can actually open up to greater presence and awareness. For me, I was telling Abdi that these few weeks we've been practicing this has been quite the game changer, because I've been practicing it myself. And I realized that when I'm in my body, I can also be more in my witness mind, so I can make choices in life. So if something happens, stressful situations, and I'm grounded in my body, alignment with my head, the back of the head is in the right position. I feel connected to my lower body, grounded in my feet. I can react with awareness of my awareness. It's hard to explain exactly what that means, but it's our physical connection, our spiritual connection to our own body becomes a tool to move through life in a more connected and a more spiritual manner. So do you want to add anything there, Abdi?
Well, it's beautiful what you said, awareness of awareness. You know, we've all had these experiences where we're not present in the moment. We're not aware. We walk into a room to get something and we forget what it was, or we look at our phone to see what time it is, and then we have to look two more times because we didn't realize that's what we're doing. We're not here. So as you said, about the head or the mind, you know, it's not even that we're here in our thoughts, which is we abdicate the body. We actually leave. Awareness is not here. So this body is doing its own thing, and our consciousness is just floating around. So part of our spiritual practice with the posture awareness we talked about, of elongating the spine, of letting the chin come down, is to bring awareness in the body. And then the thing that I would add is, we touched on this lightly before, but just to get into it deeper, where our awareness is where the energy flows. From an energetic perspective, from a Chinese medicine perspective, from a martial arts perspective, as we align this posture, as the chin goes in, as the back of the neck goes up, we're holding awareness there. Then we bring the awareness to the lower part of the body simultaneously. So now we're using awareness to touch several points at one time. Mm-hmm. So the posture is aligned. Now I'm aware of my shoulders being relaxed or being down. I'm letting my elbows be heavy. Hands are heavy. And by that, I mean it just everything just dropped down. I'm feeling my spine, my hips. Mm-hmm. And it can be done very quickly. I do it instantaneously with years of practice. And I actually reside the awareness in my feet now. So I have awareness in my neck, skull, elongating, and my feet. And the lower part is really important, to just let the awareness sink. Now, it's normal when we do this. Sometimes we can have these quick feelings come up. We can feel anxious for a second or something uncomfortable. That's just because we haven't been here. We don't reside in this space. Right. So as I'm talking to you now, I have awareness. The spine is aligned, the lower body awareness there. And I'm also aware of my surrounding. I'm looking at the screen and looking at you. So now it's a multi-point awareness. And I love what you said. Awareness of awareness. Mm-hmm. Now I'm aware that I'm aware.
Yeah. Hmm. You know, the thing that stands out so much to me also is that we can affect, this comes back to the awareness of the awareness, but I can affect my surrounding. Mm-hmm. And that's not selfish, right? I can affect my surrounding mm-hmm. through being aligned mm-hmm. with and having body awareness. So I've been thinking about this a lot because Abdi, he affects my energy mm-hmm. with his body awareness. Even though we're here, we're on a video call. Like if someone else is aware of their own body, you can have an effect on the people that you're interacting with mm-hmm. because your presence brings them into presence. And as a mother, I think about this a lot because it'll be chaos in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And if I'm grounded in my feet while I'm cooking dinner and people are sort of hungry or whatever, they become grounded in their feet too.
It's real, right?
This stuff it's real. Yes, exactly. That's what I'm getting real. To.
You know, it's very interesting to talk about cooking in like old school Zen monasteries. Only the most enlightened would touch the food. Part of it was that the awareness would actually not just permeate the kitchen, it would permeate the food. This is real stuff. When I used to work in the South Bronx treating drug addicts back in the day, this is in the 80s now, and there'd be a room of really agitated, some of these guys would be right out of prison, Rikers, of like 50, 60 people sitting in a circle in chairs, highly agitated. I learned really quickly that I would get yanked out of my center because don't do this, this hurts. You're not the good guy to do it. Have somebody else put the needles in my ears. And then when I would actually come from a martial arts practice, I used to, you know, 5 a.m, I'd be in Central Park training with these housing cops. And when I was centered, it was amazing. Then that day, people were like, oh no, I want this guy to treat me. And they would actually be calmer. And the dime started dropping very early on. Wow, where I am at affects that, not the other way around. And I'm talking like 50 gnarly guys. I'm talking guys who are really tough guys. These aren't meditators. Our energy affects it. To your point, when we're not grounded, then it goes the other way. Instead of us having this effect, we get affected. The practice we're offering here is if you do this practice, you can bring it into life. This is not just cushion practice.
Yeah.
This is life practice.
Yeah, and that is the incredible gift. We're going to go through the various spots of the body that we've discussed in the last two episodes. And they're, I mean, it's easy for me to say maybe, but it's such a gift because it is not easy. But once you really, when you have awareness of that, this is actually working. And you remind yourself throughout the day that I can sort of shift into this place and you start noticing, oh, wow, like I'm having a better interaction with my husband or my child because I'm centered in my conversation, where it doesn't even have to be in words. You can be centered energetically and not even be in silence and you affect people.
Mm-hmm. And animals.
Animals.
Amazingly. Astutely yes. Observant more than even people.
Yeah, really, I mean,
powerful. Yeah,
yeah. Because also this idea of the back of the head. So the Abdi has said before that when you were shooting our chin forward, we go into
fight or flight,
codependence, and fight or flight mode. I think about that a lot because I have people around me that we okay. What next? And then everybody's nervous. Okay, we're going to go through the practice.
So again, just pay attention. The chin gently comes in. This is all gentle. The back of the skull elongates towards the ceiling. And literally feel, you can even use your hand, just lift the back of your skull and just let everything drop underneath. It's just a delicious feeling. Right? And then just play with the chin a little bit. Where it feels comfortable, you'll find its place. And now the shoulders drop, elbows get heavy, the hands get heavy. And you go lower down. You let your lower back and hips relax. While you keep the awareness on the chin and the back of your neck, you also bring the awareness down below into your thighs, knees, calves, shin bones, and your feet. And then hold that awareness really at the feet while you elongate towards the ceiling. You root yourself into the ground as you elongate towards the ceiling. And go ahead, Pranila, guide us through the breathing.
So with this image or sensation of your body, feeling into that energetically. Move your attention to the tip of your nose. And notice immediately that your breath has already slowed down because of our setup. So we're breathing in slowly. Breathing out. See if you can feel the air coming into the back of the throat. Breathing in. Breathing out. Moving into the center of your chest. See if you can feel the air touching the inside like a gentle caress. In, out. See if you can notice your state of mind and the state of your body. If there's a sense of presence, if your shoulders are a little less tight, if you're gripping anywhere, just let that go right now. Sensing into the rhythmic breathing in, out. Then we're going to follow the breath all the way to the lower belly. It's almost as if you're watching the waves come into shore on a calm day. Just breathing in, breathing out. Belly expanding, breathing in, breathing out. Just ask yourself here, where is my awareness? Can I be here right now with my body? Feeling of gratitude for our breath, gently caressing our inside. Three more breaths here in silence. Move our attention back to the tip of your nose. Slowly opening our eyes.
Always refreshing.
One more thing that I was thinking about, such a powerful statement when you're saying relaxation is a byproduct of attention. So the attention that we put on our breath or on the back of our head or relaxation of the shoulders or the bottom of our feet. We put our attention there and then we relax. It's not like, oh, relax. Oh, how do I actually, there's no action there. Like, how do I get to that? Well, we put our attention on a place in our body, and then we don't have to worry about relaxation because it happens by default.
I mean, that's why I always say try to relax is an oxymoron to say to someone because they're already in that state. And then you say try to relax, which is even more exertion of the willpower. It's just counterproductive. And then you just drop the awareness and
But it's, I guess what I want to underline is that that's all you have to do.
Yes.
Put your attention here.
Yes.
Don't clear your mind from thoughts. Don't relax.
Good luck with that.
Put your attention, So
yeah.
It's such powerful stuff. So thank you, Abdi, for everything.
Thank you. It's lovely. It's been really lovely.
We will put this up. And again, I mentioned, we're going to single out the practice part. And we will be back with other themes that we're going to discuss and teach. So thank you very much. My name is Pernilla Burke, and I'm here with my friend Abdi Asadi. And we thank you for listening. Thank you.